every writer anywhere will want a fan like Rishi Ganguly Bishwas.
Because it is just this simple language he's using, but the books are so good. Just this kind of simple language, how does he do it? Yes, I'm wondering.
Nope, he's not talking about Lemony Snicket or J.K. Rowling. He's talking about an Indian writer named Ruskin Bond.
I like ghost stories and adventure stories like more than that.
I've grown up reading Ruskin Bond stories, as have my nephew and niece a generation later, as has young Rishi another generation later. Ruskin Bond wrote his first book, The Room on the Roof, when he was 17. And he's still writing some 30 novels and goodness knows how many short stories in over 60 anthologies. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. And I met the irrepressible Mr. Bond this year at the Tata Steel Kolkata Literary Meet. Festival director Malavika Banerjee told me Mr. Bond has been a frequent flyer at her festival.
One of the great joys is that I have the privilege of hosting Ruskin Bond, and this has been a privilege we've been enjoying for 5 straight years.
Ruskin Bond, a pink, avuncular man with twinkling eyes, is a bit of an accidental Indian, the son of an English army officer in pre-independence India. He had a rather solitary childhood. His father died when he was a boy. He actually moved to England to become a writer.
But no sooner had I got there than I realized that I was in the wrong place, India was home.
He didn't have the money to come back. He wrote his first book.
In those days, £50 was the advance. I came back by sea. It took about 3 weeks. And I never regretted it.
He wrote stories about the mountains where he lived, about ghosts and animals, a boy named Rusty, eccentric aunts and uncles, and even a woman who serially murdered 7 husbands. Malavika Banerjee, who visited him at his mountain home, where he lives with his adopted family, says it's no surprise he seems to produce a new book every year.
I've been to his home in Landore, and I know that he writes every single day with a discipline that would leave 40-something writers, you know, that would make their jaws drop.
And he still has stories to tell. About a milkman he once knew, for example.
An elderly milkman who lived down in the village below Mussoorie, where in the bad old days of prohibition, he used to bring me homemade liquor from his village still. And he used to, so that he wouldn't get caught, he used to borrow my hot water bottle and bring it up in a hot water bottle. The only thing is I couldn't sleep at night. The bottle used to stink as well of this liquor. So, but I was remembering this elderly man and wondering what had happened to him. So I write a story about him.
As a man of English descent living in modern India, he's a bit of an oddity. And people sometimes mistake him for other English writers they know.
I've been mistaken for Rudyard Kipling. So a fond mother with her little boy came and said, "Excuse me, when are you going to write another Mowgli story?" So I said, "Well, not in this incarnation, but thank you."
That's the secret of this Bond, neither shaken nor stirred, just unflappable. And it works because at every literary festival, there's always a line around the block with people clutching their Ruskin Bond books, waiting for him to sign them, like young Rishi.
Yeah, feeling is just too good. It means that excitement, but you have to remain patient like that. You just become a little bit nervous all the time. Jay, what if I say some wrong things or anything like that?
What do you want to ask Ruskin Bond? I ask Rishi. His eyes light up.
I would ask, sir, first question that I would ask, sir, that, sir, how do you write such amazing stories? Means such simple language, but stories are just amazing.
Ruskin Bond just turned 85. I asked him if he has any mountains left to climb.
Well, I'm having difficulty climbing my own mountain at the moment. But sure, I'd like to write a few more stories. When all these writers don't retire, you know.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.